Michael Jackson, King of Pop, 1958 to 2009. Written by Emily Herbert and read by Andre Blake.
The scene was pandemonium. Paramedics from the Los Angeles Fire Department swarmed around the large rented home in Holmby Hills, L.A., desperate to revive the prone figure in their midst. They pumped his chest in an attempt to get a response, but all in vain. Meanwhile, the entourage surrounding him was hysterical, screaming, "You've got to save him, you've got to." Eventually, he was transported to an ambulance, where attempts to resuscitate him continued, and rushed to University of California at Los Angeles Hospital, a 6-minute drive away, where doctors worked frantically to get a pulse. But it was no good. Michael Jackson died, aged 50, on June 25, 2009, after suffering a massive heart attack at his home. One of the greatest geniuses in pop music history was gone. As news of his death began to spread, stunned members of the public gathered outside. More than 10 members of Michael's entourage had followed the ambulance in 2 BMW 4x4s, including his brother Randy, who had also been with him when he collapsed. His sister, Latoya, was seen running into the hospital in tears. Catherine, Michael's much-beloved mother, made her way from the family compound in Encino, just north of L.A., to see her son's body. Los Angeles County Coroner Fred Coral confirmed the devastating news. "We were notified by the West Los Angeles police detectives that Mr. Jackson was transported by medics to the hospital," he said. "Upon admittance, he was unresponsive and was pronounced dead at 2:26 p.m. Right from the start, there was speculation. Michael was less than 3 weeks away from beginning a massive 50-date concert schedule at London's O2 Arena titled, "This Is It." While this was seen as a comeback and a potential solution to his much-publicized money concerns, there had also been severe doubt that he could cope. By that stage, he had not performed in a major concert for 12 years, and with the best will in the world, and there was plenty of it, even his most loyal fans must have been wondering how he would be able to handle such demanding physical and emotional work. And yet the expectation was incredible. The 750,000 tickets for the shows sold out within hours of going on sale. His public wanted to see the return of the King of Pop as much as the King himself did. Was the pressure all too much? Was Michael pushing himself too hard? Pressurizing himself too much and becoming increasingly terrified that his performances could not live up to the glory days?